Caught in Handcuffs, Three Novellas of Sensual Capture by Shayla Black, Sylvia Day, and
Chapter 1. He stood at the back of the smoky club and watched with a grimace as four mostly naked men danced around the sitting redhead he hadn't quite forgotten in the last 2 years. A bawdy song about loosening up some girl's buttons throbbed over the speakers in the background.
"Well, well, well. If it isn't Blade Bocelli,"
a familiar voice drawled. He turned to find Nikki Sullivan wearing a red lacy corset, a tight leather skirt, and 5-inch fuck-me pumps, along with a huge glittering wedding ring. She leaned against the club's back wall, giving him a teasing smile.
"You know my name is John," he grimaced. "Drop the cheesy blade, huh? My days undercover with the mafia, posing as your Uncle Pietro's right-hand bitch, are done."
"You clean up nice in Armani. Guess the FBI prefers its agents in suits."
Nikki looked up and down with a grin.
"But you looked good in leather."
John didn't give a shit what she thought.
"You share that view with your husband?"
"I said you looked good. I didn't say I wanted to fuck you. Mark is the only one, and he knows it."
She crossed her arms over her chest.
"You're a long way from Jersey. What brings you back to Vegas?"
"I need to talk to you, and like I said over the phone, I didn't want any potential for being overheard."
He glanced at the stage again, holding in a curse when one of the male dancers gyrated his junk in the pretty redhead's face. When she giggled, John clenched a fist.
"Something wrong?"
Nikki asked, all innocence.
"You didn't tell me your sister would be here."
She shrugged.
"You didn't ask?"
"No, but he'd wanted to. Lucia De Stefano was everything he had no business wanting and embodied nearly every fantasy he'd ever had. She wasn't tall or stick thin. She wasn't a man-eater who knew 20 ways to get off in 3 minutes. She was highly intelligent, more National Geographic than Vogue.
John had itched to awaken the sensual woman under Lucia's polished surface the second he'd laid eyes on her while working undercover here.